This episode of Before the Train Wreck podcast is brought to you by the Grondike Soap Company. Guys, I use Tactical Soap and God of War Beard Oil every single day. Tactical Soap is a handmade natural product made in the United States of America from ingredients you can actually pronounce, not endocrine disrupting chemicals that are going to lower your testosterone. Both the soap and beard oil is infused with bioidentical pheromones that are designed by a clinical psychologist and pheromone expert to maximize attractiveness to the opposite sex. Go visit coopersoap.com and that will automatically apply 10% off your order. Consider grabbing one of the trifecta packs to save even more. If you are a bearded man and want a majestic beard like yours truly, the God of War Beard Oil is hands down the best beard oil product I've ever used. Gentlemen, this is the most manly handmade soap that we know of. Other soaps are going to get you clean. This one will get you dirty. Again, you're going to want to visit coopersoap.com now and place your order. That's Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, soap.com now. We're live. What is up? We're at episode number 76. 76 it is. Started this list off with 4, and I had to increase it to 8 because there's too many. I want to welcome you guys to Before the Train Wreck, the only show on the YouTubes that shows you how to avoid making a train wreck out of your life. So we've got a list of 8 people, specifically toxic people. These can be significant others, somebody you're dating, an employer, a business partner, a friend, or even a family member. Can you invite these people into your life? Yeah, sure. The chances of your success goes down, though. So that's what I want to dive into with this show, guys. Shouldn't take me too long on this broadcast, rolling this solo. Let's hop right into it. The number one, this is in no particular order, by the way. The number one person is the liar. I've had a lot of experience with liars in my life, my business career, and relationships. And so many different areas of my life. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, guys, you have to get really good at spotting the liars from the ones that are honest. A friend of mine's dad, when I was growing up, used to say, bullshit baffles brains. I should probably watch my swearing early on in the video, but let's just say BS baffles brains. And he was right. He was right. Because people can get duped pretty easily and quickly by somebody that is I'm going to say cunning adversary, even though for the most part, a lot of these guys that are full of crap and lie to you aren't particularly bright. They're just very good with their BS lies. They even believe them, I think, in some cases. I remember to give an example of a relationship in my 20s, there was this girl that I was dating. Not even 20s, I might have been 19 or 20 at the time. I was young. And I used to ride motorcycles, sport bikes. And this girl would always talk about this motorcycle that she had, although she could never produce it. It was always in storage at her mom's house, an hour and a half away. And there was a few other conversations that came up where it's like, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. And that seems like there's something missing in the story there. And your spidey senses start tingling. This is when you should start listening, right? This is called your intuition speaking to you. And after her talking about this motorcycle, this sport bike, this Ninja that she apparently had, which she was going to ride off into the sunset with me, I had a Katana, a 600 Suzuki Katana at the time. And never produced it. So I said to her one time, I wasn't even sure how I came up with this, but I said to her, I go, how much does it cost you to fill up the tank on that bike? And I think at the time it was like $7 or $8. And I had a very large fuel tank on my bike. It had one of the largest in its classes, I think by an extra liter or two. And the Ninja was like at least 2 to 3 liters smaller. And she said, $25. All right. That's what it costs to fill up a car. Motorcycle gas tanks are a lot smaller, sweetheart. You're lying. That's when the house of cards started to tumble. And I've seen this over and over again in my life. You have to get good at spotting the liars in your life, guys, if you want to avoid making a train wreck out of it. Because people will invite manufactured stories, which can be harmful to you. In business, too, I had this guy that was running his mouth for it must have been 5 months. We had this business plan in my early 30s to put together this indoor go-kart track. So we started putting together all this, I'm going to say material, you know, business planning stuff. This guy always had a story as to why there needed to be a delay, and it was always BS. And it started to baffle others. But for me, after a while, I'm like, I'm done with this guy. We're not working with him. I'm out. We're out. We are completely finished. So those liars are a real pain in the ass, guys. And I'm telling you right now, avoid them. They are toxic. They will invite problems into your life that will be ultimately, could be the end of something significant that you might be working on. An important project, a business that you're running, home build. Doesn't matter what it is. You have to get really, really good at spotting the imitators, people that lie. Pay attention to them. Let's do number two when it comes to drugs, alcohol, and other addictives. We get a lot of guys out there that will point and sputter at those that might drink, and others might point and sputter at those that consume cannabis, and they're at each other. It's all the same thing, guys. If you have a drinking problem, if you have an addiction problem, whether that's to shopping, returning things at stores, drugs, recreational drugs that run your life, prescription drugs, any of these addictives, I'm just going to classify them all as addictives, are ultimately coming from toxic people. These guys that can't make something, again, I have to watch my language here. You have to be able to walk away from things and make it your BITCH, okay? People often say, hey, you know, is there anything wrong with smoking a doobie every once in a while? No, it's legal. It's completely legal. You can buy it from the state now. You know, the government sells it here in Ontario. Many places in the world, it's completely legal. There's nothing wrong with it. But does it run your life? Are you on it all the time? Can you, like, is it something that enhances what it is that you're doing? There's other people that it's not. It's a complete detriment. It's an anchor for them, right? Alcohol, in my opinion, is probably one of the worst. A lot of people will be like, oh, you know, I'm very healthy and I work out, look at me, and I'm a strong guy and all this sort of stuff. But they guzzle alcohol like it's going out of style. I don't care if you're doing it for showmanship purposes because you're cracking bottles of bubbly and, you know, expensive whiskeys. Been there, done it. Who cares? It's not impressive. These are all addictives, okay? These are things that toxic people allow to consume and run their lives. You need to get good at avoiding them. It's quite simple. People that are into addictives, and again, I'm going to repeat that, guys. It's not just drugs and alcohol. It's also people that have personality issues that are addictives. I dated this girl once that used to have an addiction to buying stuff, bringing it home, and then returning it. I'm not even kidding. Buy four lamps. There's one end table, and she'd have to try them all out on the table. And the ones that she didn't like, she would return them back to the store. Three would go back to the store, one would stay. Sometimes not even one would stay. All four would go back because they wouldn't fit the decor of the room or something like this. This is an addictive, okay? When you spot these people, arm's length. It's as simple as that. They're not a sail. You know, they're not going to fill your sail with wind and carry you forward to your next port of call. These people are anchors. They're going to hold you back. They are an energy vampire. Let's talk about the virtue of money and the brokenness of those guys out there. A lot of experts out there on the internet. All you need is an internet connection and a few thousand followers you can buy on Fiverr, and you too can be an internet, but still be broke, right? There's a lot of guys out there that deceive with virtues. I made a few notes here. Rented Lambo, maybe. Guy puts a Raptor grill on a F-150 and isn't driving a Raptor, but he wants to hold out to the world that he's a big badass. Okay. There's lots of guys out there that don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of that will deceive you with virtues and stories. They're often the number one guy, which is, of course, also the liar, too. So you have to be attentive. If somebody's 20 years old, they're young. I just got off a call with a guy a few hours ago. They're young and they don't have much to show for their life. Fine. Do they have ambition? Is my first question. Do they have a plan? Women have a lot of patience for young guys that are 20 with a plan. You're an alpha dude and you're 20 and you have a plan, you're good to go. You're 40, doesn't have as much patience for you, my friend. You have to get your money right. The sooner the better. if you're in a comfort zone where you're looking at, I make, $2,000 a month. That's pretty good money for a guy my age. I'm only 19 years old. Okay. That's a starting point. I also know guys that make $2,000 a day that are 19 years old, right? Your limiting belief is going to hold you to where it is that you believe that you should be. Avoid those people that are broke. You hang out with five broke people that have made some bad choices that resulted in their brokenness, you will be the sixth. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. Just like I guarantee the sun will rise tomorrow. It will happen. Any one of these people, if you invite into your life, they are going to overflow into yours. Okay. So be attentive to what people do with their financial resources. A lot of people say, I made $200,000 last year. I made $500,000. I made $1 million last year. But at the end of the day, you can make $200,000 and have expenses beyond that. You're still broke. Doesn't matter. Make $500,000. You spend $501,000. You're still broke. Doesn't matter. You don't know how to manage your money. Money is the simplest thing for anybody to grasp. It's a math equation. That's all it is. You make $2,000 a month, you spend less than $2,000 a month. You set aside money for a rainy day fund. It's pretty simple. Ideally, if you're a high income earner, you should be setting aside a lot more and having zero debt and having investments and diversifications in all different areas. But I see far too many guys. I talk to a lot of guys, you know, it's been well over 1,000 now easily. And there's been a lot of these men that have invited. It's either in the form of a woman that brings financial problems into their life, or it's somebody that they get into business with. And I'm not sure what's worse, because I've seen both do a huge number on guys' financial future, wealth, you know, the family nest egg. How do you spot broke people, I guess, is the next question. You watch them. It's as simple as that. They're going to say things that are not going to be aligned with their actual behaviors. I'm a big, awesome, successful entrepreneur, blah, blah, blah. I run multiple businesses and venues and events, da, 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 da. But they rent a house with a family member and they don't own a car and they have to rent a vehicle if somebody comes into town. Just watch their behavior. It's going to tell on them over time. You should always be assessing somebody when you consider letting them into your inner circle. I always tell you guys, you have to draw a perimeter. Okay, there's a perimeter, us versus them. The guys on the us, the guys on the inside, okay, the five people that you spend the most time with, those are the guys in your inner perimeter. That's perhaps a significant other or significant others, whatever it is that you're doing. But on that inner perimeter are the people that you have to be very, very careful about letting into your inner circle. Anybody that is on the outside of that, that's trying to get on the inside, you should be evaluating. You should be evaluating if they're liars, if they're, you know, if they got vices, if they're into drugs, if they have money issues. If you're going to get involved with a woman, or if you're going to get involved with a business partner, invite them to your inner circle that bring these problems to the table, I guarantee it's going to be problematic. I knew a guy in my 20s, even early 30s, I let him hang around for that long, that almost embodied all of these components here that I'm talking about. And I'll tell you, my life improved dramatically when I deep sixed them, when I got rid of them. You got to get rid of them. All right. Grab the super chat real quick here. Stone Cold. Hey there. Love your content. Thanks, brother. Appreciate that. Let's move on to the next one. The bad choices crowd. People that make bad choices. Man, what is that law? Do I have the 48 Laws of Power book here? I think it's law number 10. Robert Greene's book. This is a go-to book for every guy every year. I believe law number 10 is the unhappy and the unlucky. Am I right? Yes. Avoid the unhappy and the unlucky. Here, I'll just read this to you. You can die from somebody else's misery. Emotional states are as infectious as diseases. You may feel you are helping a drowning man, but you are only participating in your own disaster. The unfortunate sometimes draw misfortune on themselves. they will also draw it on you. Associate with the happy and fortunate instead. Can I be any more clear than that? People that make a series of bad choices in their life will start inviting these bad choices into your life. I've noticed a pattern, and if they have back-to-back-to-back failures, and this happens a lot in certain demographics, which I'm not going to spend too much time highlighting, but you guys know what I'll talk about if you're a regular viewer. But people that make these bad choices back-to-back-to-back, they don't even see them as bad choices. They see them as, I was unlucky. You're just unlucky, that's it? You got knocked up and have four different kids from four different fathers and you're just unlucky? Unlucky in what exactly? Did you take any ownership in those choices that you made? Right? You know, the guy that burns through $500,000 trying to get a startup off the ground and has nothing to show for it? Or the guy that's been in business for 12 years, running conferences and doesn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. They got nothing to show for it. You made some bad choices. It's incumbent upon you as a guy to focus on your landscape. Again, you have your perimeter, your inner circle and your outer circle. It's incumbent upon you to make a decision on who you're going to let on the inside. And you should never let anybody on the inside makes bad choices. You certainly should not invite a woman into your life that makes bad choices, especially if you're going to invite her in your house and do something. Matt Butcher says, please tell me back chicks are on the list. I've recently split with one and she sent me crazy. What's a back chick? I've never heard of a back chick before. Are you talking about women coming back into your life that you've broken up with? Yeah, I mean, you break up somebody, you should not allow them back in. What is that? Iron rule number 7 or something like that? Once you take the garbage to the curb, you leave it there. You go back out, your neighbors see you rifling through the garbage. They don't want to see that. Super sticker from Stone Cold. Thanks, brother. All right, so number 4 was people that make bad choices. Also, law number 10 in the 48 laws of power, do not invite the unhappy and the unlucky into your life. They are toxic. They will make their problems your problems. Do not let other people make their problems your problems. Smarten up, guys. Let's move on to the next one. A very, very good measurement tool that you can use when it comes to evaluating somebody and whether or not they are toxic or should be allowed in your inner circle is ask yourself the question, would I trade places with this person? You can start by using this theory when somebody dispenses advice to you. They've got some worldly advice for you. And again, this can be friends, a woman in your life, business partner, employer, family. I've had conversations with my family where they've dispensed advice, and I've thought to myself, would I trade my life for their life? And if the answer is no, you take the advice with a grain of salt. Be patient with them, you know, be patient with those that dispense it. But the thing that you have to understand about a lot of people's advice is it's just recycled. People take it out of the garbage, you know, they pull out the box, they'll clean it off. They'll repackage it and put it in something new and try to sell it to you for more than what it's worth. That's all advice is. It's just recycled information. But ask yourself the question about the source. Number 5 is people that you wouldn't trade places with. Somebody offers you advice and you wouldn't trade places with them, take it with a grain of salt. Somebody wants to get involved with something that you're doing. Maybe it's a project, it's a business, it's a home build. It doesn't matter what it is. But let's say somebody wants to get involved with you. You take a look at their life. Take a look at their partner, their spouse, what they've been doing with it, what they live, what they drive, how they hold themselves out to the world, the kind of clothes that they wear. You got to ask yourself the question, you know, would I trade places with this guy? If the answer is no, take the advice with a grain of salt. The problem is getting the advice from the people that you would trade places with isn't always easy. A lot of the people that you may look up to might be in certain groups or environments or behind a paywall or something like that. And you can only access them in that manner. That's okay. It's totally fine. You should be looking for people that are far better off than you. The really, really successful people that I've known and met throughout the years have always been fastidious about making sure that they only surround themselves with excellence. They know, they've always known that if they surround themselves with losers, five losers, and they'll be the sixth. So they always ask themselves, would I trade places with this guy? Okay. Always evaluate the source of your information. Grab the super chat here real quick. Trash Economist says, regards from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm assuming that's Tennessee. Absence increases respect and honor. Tell her to call Tyrone. Okay. Let's move on to the next one. Talking S-H-I-T about other people constantly. And this involves talking about business partners, exes, friends, family. If they're constantly crap-talking other people, why would you want to have any kind of relationship with this person, even a friendship, if all they do is they talk crap about people? One of the first things that I used to look at, first date, just ask some questions and shut up and listen and let her sing like a canary. And if she starts talking about what a trail of losers that she's dated and she's had all this bad luck, you know, AKA bad choices, and constantly talking crap about these people who are just people. I mean, they've got a side to the story too. It's always a big red flag, something you got to be attention, you know, be attentive to. Let's grab this quick comment here. Barrett says, hey, Rich, learned a lot from your work. Thank you. Really used to, I've used it, broke up with a living girlfriend of 5 years, threw most of her stuff out of my building just yesterday. Very numb. Well, it's going to be rough for the first little bit, but you obviously had some clarity, so that's good. So guys, back to the shit talkers. You want to stay away from them, okay? Because what's going to end up happening is they're going to do the exact same thing to you. You get involved with a chick that's got nothing but a train wreck of guys that she complains about. They're dumb, losers, useless. I've heard it all, trust me. One of the first things I used to do when I would meet a chick that was divorced, oh yeah, so why did your marriage end? You know how many times I heard he was dumb, he was useless, he was unmotivated. Okay. But you chose him. You know, you said yes. You said I do at the altar. Is there any part of the equation that you want to take any ownership in, sweetheart? People that constantly talk crap about other people, they're very low on the totem pole. You keep them at arm's length. Do not invite them to your inner circle, fellas. Straight up. Let's talk about the second to last one here. Misaligned actions and words. We often say when it comes to assessing women, a lot of guys will say, well, she said this thing, but then she did something else. I don't understand. I'm confused. She said that she liked me, but then she ghosted me. She matched me and sent me a message, but then she didn't show up for the date. You see where I'm going with this, guys? The medium is the message. Okay, we can talk about the girls all day long, but the medium is a message in every scenario. This guy that I was once involved with on a project kept promising deliverables at certain time frames, which never materialized. He had all these great words, these wonderful stories on these deliverables, but the actions were never aligned with them. Same scoop, toxic person, get rid of them. Right? They better have a damn good answer as far as why the deliverables have not been delivered. They usually don't. They usually have excuses, right? Or, I would have, but my supplier and his supplier and that guy. And it's like, don't make your problems my problems. Say it with me, guys. Don't make your problems my problems. Every single one of these types of toxic people are going to have a story. They're going to want to reel you in. Hook, line, and sinker, get you right in, right? You don't want to play captain save a woman. People's actions need to align with their words. If there's a misalignment with the words and the actions, believe the actions. Do not even question it. Okay. You shouldn't even have to have an argument over it. Right. Excuses rather than receipts. Show me. I always tell guys, show me. Show me the results. Let's see them. Let's talk about feels over reels, people. This is a fairly, I'm not going to say it's a fairly new phenomenon because that wouldn't be a fair statement. It's just happening more than ever these days. The feels over reels crowd. It's explosive. It's this is like cancer. The feels over reels crowd is spreading all over the West. And it's a strange phenomenon. It's like a lot of guys are all, well, how do we save the West? And how do we do this? And how do we revert back to this? And can we repeal the 19th and blah, blah, blah. That's all feels over reels, people. You've got to take a good hard look at the reality of what you've been dealt. You've been dealt a hand of cards. Get some lemons, make me some lemon meringue pie. You make the best out of it. But the problem with the feels over reels people is they always have a problem with the facts. And when you have a problem with the facts, the problem isn't with the facts. I'm going to say that again. When you have a problem with the facts, the problem isn't with the facts. Okay. That's how the feels over reels people react. There's a huge narrative out there. You know, as an example, you should just love a woman's body for what it looks like. No. I have preferences and tastes, as do the rest of the world out there. I prefer nice hourglass figure. Don't want a porky chick. Don't want ripped ads. That's what I like. There's a reason why I like that. I've evolved to like that through all of my ancestors. Okay. You can't start telling me that I have to be obsessed over a 400-pound hippopotamus on the cover of Cosmopolitan, tatted up like crazy. Tess Holliday. I'm not going to fall for it. I don't have to believe that. That's the feels over reels crowd, right? You have to get real with the reality, guys. These are the toxic people that you must avoid. And also, by the way, I will also say this as well before we start to wrap up here, fellas. Do not engage in any kind of argument or dispute with these toxic people. They are going to waste your time. They don't want to have their opinion changed. They don't want to see it in a different light. All they want is an argument. They just want to fight with you over it, right? So the way that you handle these toxic situations with these people that get into this nonsense is you just learn to walk away. Bless and release. Just ignore. Let them go about their hissy fit. You see this all the time on social media. You know, people will like at me with some long crap or some link to something on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Here's a newsflash, all you losers out there. I don't read any of them. I don't allow that into my life. You know, I engage with the guys in my men's community. I engage with my coaching clients. I engage with the public when it comes to producing useful content to give you some answers. But I don't get dragged into these arguments on these ats and what about this? And well, you're, you know, ad hom attack, insert whatever their, you know, insult might be. I've heard it all. I don't get involved with it. It's a little tip that I learned from a couple of mentors of mine is you just don't get dragged into the mud with the pigs. I think it was James Altucher that wrote a blog post about it. It was a really good one. He said something along the lines of, you know, the pig wants you to get in the mud and roll around with it. And that's what makes it happy. And that's what these toxic people are like when you allow them into your life. You're basically inviting a pig into your house and it wants you to get into the pig pen with it and roll around in the mud and the crap and the feces and the rotting food with it. And you have a choice, guys. Do you want to participate in the festivities or do you want to bless, release, and walk away from it? And my advice to you is take a good close look at these eight people that I've mentioned. It's in the show notes below as well. And get some clarity around when they arrive in your life and what you should be doing with them and identifying them as quickly and as early on as possible. If you can identify them at 50 yards rather than 20 yards, you're far better off. You have to hone that skill. It's one of the things you got to get that you have to get good at as a guy, right? Yes, my brother. Ryan says, manage your Fs and only give your Fs to things that are truly F-worthy. Correct. I have an entire chapter in my book on that topic. It's going to be out very soon, by the way. We're just working on the cover and the ISBN, finishing touches of it. Right. So before I go, let's just quickly do a shout out to Grondike Soap for being a longtime channel supporter and sponsor. Just over my left shoulder over here, they've got a beard oil. They have pheromone infused sticks and soaps, all high quality handmade products in the United States. You're still going to have to learn how to game women and talk to them properly. And you understand the difference, you know, between genuine desire and desire that's not genuine. But this stuff will give you a little bit of an advantage on the sexual marketplace. It's proven to work. Works great. Big fan of it. I've been using it for years myself personally. So if you've been enjoying the content, just go over there to coopersoap.com and grab some. It's also pinned in the top comment. I should do a little more housekeeping because I believe I'm up on deck. And, follow-up question. Yes, thank you, Ryan. Ryan got one of the preview copies. My community has seen it, so I hope you guys do enjoy it when it does come out. I've spent 3 years writing it, so hopefully it has some value for you guys. It's going to be a piece of cake for you guys to read through. It's really just a collection of a bunch of experiences and stories and lessons that I've learned myself personally and with a lot of the men that I've coached. So it's really just a collection of conversations your father should have had with you, but probably didn't. So that's why we've arrived and met each other like this. Rule Zero is a Saturday. I'm hosting on my channel, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's no playing to win this week. I have one next week. I have the one of the top level guys at a nutraceutical company who's going to be talking about some of the obstacles and other stories that he had to overcome in his business. He's got a great product too. So I'm looking forward to talking to him live. Those are always fun. Got a few videos that are in the hopper for edit coming out this week on the channel. So make sure if you're new to the channel, you hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. A lot of people have told me in the comments that they've been unsubscribed, which is something that YouTube tends to do from time to time. So hit that. There's also another channel that I upload my clips to. If you guys aren't familiar with that, just search for Rich Cooper Clips on YouTube. Got a lot of really, really tight sound bites on that channel on specific topics. So hope you guys enjoy it. Smash the like button, leave a comment below. We'll see you guys in the next one. And remember, don't let these toxic people make their problems your problems. Peace.